Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Air raid sirens are again sounding in the Ukrainian capital after Russia resumed attacks on Kyiv today. The mayor there saying at least one person was killed in a missile strike. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports it comes after Moscow lost the flagship of its Black Sea fleet to what the U.S. and Kyiv say were Ukrainian-fired missiles.
Mayor Vitaly Klitschko posted on Facebook that there were explosions on the left bank of the Dnipro River in the Donetsk district. The strikes hit a military hardware factory, according to the AFP. Klitschko said rescuers and medics are currently working on the site. He pleaded with residents to, quote, not neglect air alarm signals and to take shelter when they hear them. He also urged Kyiv residents who are considering returning to the city after relocating to remain in those safer areas. Klitschko, a former Ukrainian boxer, has been telling Kyiv residents that the war is not over. He says he expects Russian military forces will return to try and take the capital city. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Kyiv, Ukraine.
Russia is banning British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior British officials from entering the country over London's support for Ukraine. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has more.
In a statement, Russia's foreign ministry said the ban was imposed over hostile actions by the British government, as well as sanctions against top Russian officials. The blacklist comes just hours after Moscow announced the expulsion of 18 European Union diplomats in a tit-for-tat response to EU expulsions of Russians. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry claimed high-precision long-range weapons destroyed an armed vehicle factory in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv on Saturday. In recent days, Russia has warned it would increase missile strikes on Kyiv in response to alleged Ukrainian attacks on several border towns inside Russia. Ukraine has denied involvement. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Trucks are moving more freely now across the Texas border after Governor Greg Abbott ended enhanced inspections. The deal, though, calls for Mexico to increase its security measures against illegal immigration and drug smuggling, and it's conditional, Abbott says.
If those crossings resume or increase, it will signal that cartel-supported crossings have increased, and that Texas must reinstate the more stringent vehicle inspection standard.
Those added inspections had caused a week of gridlock, resulting in delayed shipments and spoiled produce headed to U.S. shelves. President Biden will host leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations at a summit in Washington next month. The White House says it demonstrates Biden's commitment to the region, including advancing an Indo-Pacific that is open and secure. It comes after the head of the CIA warned China remains the greatest long-term challenge for the U.S. It's NPR News. Broadway audiences must continue to wear masks through May 31st, that's at the least. Jeff London has more on the latest COVID mitigation measures in New York.
Since Broadway opened its doors to audiences in the summer and fall of 2020, strict COVID safety protocols have been in place. All attendees have had to wear masks and show proof of vaccination. As of April 30th, vaccination checks will no longer be mandatory, but audiences will still be required to wear masks in the theater. There has been a slight uptick in positive tests among cast and crew members of Broadway shows as the BA2 variant has become the dominant strain. Thursday evening, Sam Gold, the director of Macbeth, took the stage because there weren't enough available understudies to fill all the roles. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Many French voters are reporting feeling uninspired ahead of the April 24th presidential election. Polls show the abstention rate is expected to be around 25% for the second round vote. The choices are incumbent President Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen. Macron is polling slightly ahead of Le Pen. The two also faced off in 2017. Singapore's ruling party picked the country's current finance minister, Lawrence Wong, as its next leader. The prime minister says the plan is for Wong to succeed him. That's assuming the ruling People's Action Party wins the next general election in 2025. I'm Amy Held in Washington. It's NPR News.